With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. FBI says a recent China-linked cyber intrusion into a very sensitive agency surveillance system is a, quote, major incident, meaning it does pose significant risk to U.S. national security. Bureau says the investigation is well underway. Pink slips have been flying. President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Bondi's departure ends the contentious tenure of a Trump loyalist who oversaw firings of career employees and investigated the Republican president's perceived enemies. The news follows months of scrutiny over the Justice Department's handling of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case that made Bondi the target of angry conservatives. Trump has named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche as acting attorney general. Three people familiar with the matter say he has privately discussed Environmental Protection Agency head Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And that's not all. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has given Army Chief of Staff General Randy George his walking papers. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen has now rescinded a rule that DHS expenditures over the $100,000 mark be personally approved by his office.
The decision Wednesday ends a widely criticized policy implemented by his predecessor, Kristi Noem, that critics said put a particular burden on the Federal Emergency Management Agency's work aiding disaster response and recovery. It marks the first major action by the new Homeland Security leader, sworn in last week, to change a policy implemented by Noem, whom President Donald Trump fired in March. Mullen's move is expected to ease a spending bottleneck that lawmakers and states said delayed disaster response and recovery funds. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A new study is out on people who go to church. Here's Michael Harrington.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that people who attend more frequently are more likely to have a biblical worldview than those who don't show up so often. On the question of whether the Bible is the authority for Christian living, 65% of frequent churchgoers say yes, strongly, compared with just 37% of infrequent attendees. And on the question of gender, 71% of regular church people strongly agree it cannot be changed, while just 41% of the infrequent crowd agrees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Large number of American kids using social media platform TikTok. New report finds 70% of adolescents 13 to 17 use the platform. 20% say they're on it constantly. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that sexualizes minors. It could lead them to worse things. This is SRN News. The escalating gasoline prices have consumers asking, what's next?
The average cost of gas across the United States rose to $4.08 a gallon on Thursday, after topping $4 earlier in the week. American drivers have paid an additional $8.4 billion in fuel costs since the Iran war started, according to a new estimate from the Joint Economic Committee's Democratic minority. And J.P. Morgan warns that oil prices could soar above $150 per barrel if Mideast supply disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz persist into mid-May 2026. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Amazon slapping a 3.5% fuel and logistics surcharge on third-party operators who sell on its platform starting later this month. That comes amid a spike in fuel prices. The temporary fee is effective on April 17th for many of the sellers who use Amazon services. More details, srnnews.com.